Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
A young receiver named Aplax got set to go to town. He thought he'd find himself a place where he could party down. And as he stepped outside the door, he took a look around, for he thought he heard somebody say,
"Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home.
Plax,
don't take your guns to town."
Young Plax was somewhat mystified. He knew not what to think. He thought he might feel better if he had himself a drink. So he headed for a nearby club and sat himself right down, and he thought he heard somebody say,
"Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home.
Plax,
don't take your guns to town."
Now you might think what happens next is easy to assume. Some guy who wants to make his name strides right into that room and calls out Plax, who feels the need to show that he's a man, that he can draw his pistol fast as anybody can. But that's not how it went down. Plax was clumsy more than brave. The gun slipped down his pants leg. As he tried to make the save, the gun went off, and when the room did finally quiet down, he heard the echo of that song.
"Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home.
Plax,
don't take your guns to town."
Now Plax will not be playing. The commissioner has spoke. And though young Plax might wish he'd seen the whole thing as a joke, Goodell said if a firearm is what you need to show in order to feel safe, then that's a place you shouldn't go. And as young Plax, suspended, thinks of how the deal's gone down, he's likely to hear once again,
"Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home.
Plax,
don't take your guns to town."